It's morning time and about 9:30, and I'm sitting at our breakfast table, our lunch table, and our dinner table all at once with my dog next to me on the floor, finally lying down for the third time. And I'm on my own now, Becca and John having just gone out. I changed my breakfast routine today for the first time. I had a semi-cooked breakfast. I say a semi-cooked breakfast, it wasn't a full one. I had eggs, bacon and hash browns, but it was a change from porridge. And I wonder whether this marks a change in momentum for class, or whether it's just that I woke up really hungry. Outside, I gather, it is bitterly, freezingly cold with sleety stuff, which doesn't sound good, and I'm glad that John's gone first. I just hope that it cheers up and is blisteringly hot by the time that we make it out in an hour's time. Gio is still lying next to me, which actually makes it a bit of a record. Seems a shame to have to disturb him, actually, and head downstairs in a second to spend. But spend we must. Not wishing to be spendthrifts. And what lies in store today is a walk in the sleety, coldy stuff, followed by off-curb obstacles around the back of the hotel somewhere, followed by night walk and evening meal. Sounds good. Don't know how I'll stay awake. Thank you. And that's it, really. And then I think there was a plan to hopefully do a free run tomorrow morning. I don't know if that's weather dependent. I hope it is.